Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, it is March 27th, 2010. Yes, it is the final weekend of March, the final weekend of the first quarter of 2010. And wow, it just seemed like yesterday we were just celebrating New Year's Eve. People, I'm so absolutely honored to be here with you tonight. We have some dynamic guests coming on. We have some dynamic things planned for you today. So I just want you to sit back and enjoy. But actually, don't just sit back. I want you to get a pad and a paper, and I want you to get ready to take some dynamic notes, because we're going to give you some blueprints tonight to show you how to realize the impossible dream. Yes, a lot of people will tell you that the things that you really want in life may not be possible for you. But let me tell you, that is not the truth. That is a farce. And we got people on here tonight that are going to show you why it's possible that you can live the life of your dreams. Before we go any further, I want to, again, thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. I know you could be anywhere else in the world tonight, but you're right here at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with me on Creating a Championship Standard of Living. And I thank you. I love you. I'm praying for you. I thank God for you each and every day because, you know, without you, this labor of love would be in vain. And because you're here and because you're telling people about this show and because you're you know, downloading the podcast and you're listening to it live, it makes what I do valid. It makes what I do important. So I really enjoy doing this. It's a labor of love for me. I love giving you surefire blueprints and things of that nature for your success. Before we go any further, I want to turn this show over now. And, in fact, I don't want to, not just because I want to, but this is what we're going to do. We're turning this show over right now to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of His Spirit. People, let me tell you this. You're always on my mind. I feel like I know each and every one of you personally, and I want you to know something. I come here each and every week now to let you know the good news, and that good news is this, that God is still blessing the dreams of the dreamer, the visions of the visionary, and the goals of the go-getter. That's right. No matter what people tell you, your ideal life is possible. Your ideal life is not only possible, it's necessary, as my mentor, Mr. Les Brown, says so eloquently. I want you to hear what I'm saying, getting ready to tell you. Earlier this week, I was in prayer, and I heard something dynamically in my spirit. I wanted to share this with you tonight. And this is for a lot of people who are dealing with a lot of different things. And I know there's some things I was dealing with earlier in the week, and this is what I heard in my prayer time, and it goes like this. Get out of your memory. I am trying to do something new for you, but you have been reminiscing on your past failures. Get out of your memory. I am trying to do something new for you, but you have been reminiscing on your past failures. And this is for somebody out there tonight who can hear my voice. You may have made some major mistakes in your lifetime. You may have dropped the ball big time. You may have, you know, not experienced the life that you thought you deserved. But I'm here tonight to tell you that God is ready to do something new in your life. He said He's ready to do something new in your life. Old things are behind you. Behold, He's doing something new in your life. Right now, I want everybody who can hear my voice, whether this is live, whether this is tape delay, however you hear my voice right now, I want you to declare in your life that the past is in the past, and today is a new day. Look, spring started last week. This is a new season, people. This is a new season in your life. Old things are in the past. Behold, He's doing new things for you now. So I want you to move forward and be encouraged today, knowing that without a shadow of a doubt, that all things are possible to him that believe. Without a shadow of a doubt, all things are possible to him that believe. Listen to me again. All things are possible to him that believe. You are a dreamer. You are a visionary. You are a go-getter. All things are possible to him that believe. I want you to believe in yourself. Believe in those goals that you've been given. Believe in the very identity that you have in God. You created His likeness and image. You are a power player. You are dynamic. You are phenomenal. You are designed to do some phenomenal stuff. You're designed to have dominion. You're designed to be great. And today is a new day to walk in that greatness. So without a shadow of doubt, we're going to move forward in the show. I want to play for you a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. Again, I'm just completely honored to be before you today. And our lesson today is 10 steps to staying true to yourself. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. I came up with this topic late last night, actually in the wee hours of this morning. Many of you may have seen my Facebook posting where I posted a comment about being true to myself and how I actually had to apologize to myself for not being always being true to myself. And I think that it's really important for each and every one of us to understand that we are unique. We are not like everybody else. We're not normal. And because we're not normal, we can't expect to do what normal people do and have gratification or happiness or joy doing those things. We have to celebrate that uniqueness that's within inside us. A guest we had on a couple weeks ago, Mr. Ronald Wilshire, down in Houston, Texas, you know, told us to celebrate our uniqueness. And that's one thing I'm going to continuously promote, to celebrate the identity that God has given you, the separateness that God has given you, that inside of you that will allow you to stand out and not blend in. Because you weren't put here to blend in, you're put here to stand out and lead. So, let me get started with our lesson. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. Step number one, and I believe this is the most important step to staying true to yourself. Step number one, keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. A lot of people battle with low self-esteem, they battle with a bad vision of themselves, they struggle to really find their way in the world, and they get confused and misled and led astray and run amok, things like that. And the one thing that would keep people grounded is that if you knew that the creator of the universe created you in his likeness and image, how could you ever fall for the okey-doke when somebody told you that you're less than great, you're less than phenomenal, you're less than the best? When you truly know who you are, when you truly know who you are, when you truly know what you are, nobody can come and tell you anything other than that. Immediately you understand that's a false. That's not the truth. If somebody tells you something contrary to what the Creator says you are, that's a false. That is not the truth. So, in understanding that, it is utterly important to stay locked on the image that God says you are. You're creating His likeness and image. You're creating His likeness and image. Not like a dinosaur, not like a donkey, not like a horse, not like a bear, but in His likeness and image. You have been put here for some dynamic stuff. You have been put here to do some things that only you can do. Your life is important. Your existence on this earth, your existence in this universe is very important. So you have to stay focused on the fact that you were created to create. You were created to repair. You were created to do something dynamic. You were created to do something awesome. You were created to do something unique. So you have to celebrate that uniqueness because God saw something in you that when he created you to solve a set of problems that nobody else can solve. So keep that in your heart, that you are put here for a special assignment from the Creator. Hello, and we're back. That was a motivational moment, a snippet I've taken from one of our previous times together, and I just like to do that to give you an injection of motivation, like an IV or an adrenaline shot of motivation and encouragement, just to get the day going. And I'm thoroughly excited to be here again with you today. We're going to be talking about realizing the impossible dream. I have two dynamic guests who are on here tonight who have defied odds, who have defied the things that people say can't be done and are actually doing those very things. And they're going to provide a blueprint for you tonight for how you, too, can live the life of your dreams, how you, too, can be who you've been called to be, how you, too, can walk in integrity as a dreamer, as a visionary, as a go-getter, and be everything you've been called to be. So moving forward, I'm going to give you this week's divine intervention. You know, each week I give you a divine intervention or a scripture from the Bible. And this week's scripture that I'm going to give you comes from Jeremiah 33:3. And I'm going to read it to you from two translations. The first is coming from the Amplified Version. And it reads, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, fenced and hidden in, which you do not know, do not distinguish or recognize, have knowledge or understand." I'll read that to you again. "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand." I want to read it to you also from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "Ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come." Ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. And that's Jeremiah 33:3. And I want to say this. As a dreamer and as a visionary, a lot of times you see the promise before everybody else sees it. And because you see the promise before everybody else sees it, sometimes you may be accosted and ridiculed because you're not thinking like everybody else. You're getting great revelation about things to come. And what I would tell you today is this: don't give up on your dreams. You know my motto and my motto is don't ever give up, don't ever quit on your dreams. Well, the reason why I say that so much is because a lot of times there are things that may be in your environment right now that are designed to get you to stop on your dreams. But one thing about being a dreamer and being a visionary, you connect to God in such a dynamic way that he's going to reveal himself to you. He's going to reveal things to come to you. And you have to stay locked and focused on the fact that what he says is going to come to pass is going to come to pass. And if you've been given the honor to bring some of these things to pass, don't let anything or anybody deter you from that. See, people will put the label impossible on your dreams because to them it can't be done. But it's okay. If they didn't get the vision, then it wasn't for them to bring to pass. It's for you to bring to pass. So if God gave you something dynamic, you hold on to it and you bring it to pass. And that's just going along with our divine intervention for this week from Jeremiah 33:3. And now I'm going to give you our presidential wisdom for the week. You know, each week I give you a presidential wisdom or a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And this week's quote states, "Americans still believe in an America where anything's possible." Let me read that to you again. "Americans still believe in an America where anything's possible." Americans still believe in an America where anything's possible. People, this is a dynamic time, a dynamic place. We are in a season like none other, where possibilities are endless, where if you have a dream or a desire to do anything great, now is the time to step out and do it. I tell people this a lot. When you look at the things that have happened at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the fact that there is an African-American as the president of the United States of America, I stand back on Mark 9:23, that all things are possible to him that believe. it's still possible for your dreams to come to pass, no matter what the situations look like, no matter what people are telling you. You have to step out and do and be everything you've been called to do and be. And today I present to you a dynamic opportunity. You're going to be presented with ideas from dynamic people who, like I said before, are living their dreams. They're not taking no for an answer. And the question now lies, will you be one of them? Will you be next? And if not, why not? I'm calling you out tonight. Greatness is right here in front of you. Your greatness is right here in front of you. Your greatness is right here in front of you today. Calling you out. Will you step forward into your destiny? Will you be everything you've been called to be? That's the million-dollar question for you right now. And I'm going to give you some extra credit. I'm going to give you some extra incentive to step out on that and become everything you've been called to be. You know, each week we do our visualization segment, and tonight I want to definitely take you through into that segment. But I want you to get a picture in your mind before we start that segment. I want you, first and foremost, if you're driving or you're doing anything else right now as you're listening to the show, I want you to stop everything you're doing. Now, if you're driving, don't just stop in the middle of the road. Go pull over to the side. Yeah, there we go. Pull over to the side or go into that Kmart or that flea market parking lot. There we go. But don't just stop in the middle of the road. Okay, we're good. We're all on the same page now. I want everybody to stop everything you're doing, and I want you to just to relax and get calm. And I want you, as you're calming down, I want you to think about something beautiful. It could be a rose. It could be a child, a puppy, whatever the case may be. It could be Mount Rushmore, whatever it is that you see in your mind as beautiful. And I want you to lock your attention on that picture of beauty in your mind right now. Now, as you are completely in tune to the beautiful things in this universe, I want you to look at that thing in your mind. I want you to hold on to it. I want you to harness the feeling that it feels, that you feel when you see that beautiful thing. And I want to take you to the next, I want to take you somewhere else. I want you to imagine yourself in an IMAX movie theater. And as the projector is getting ready to start playing and the light is coming onto the screen, what's getting ready to come onto the screen is your ideal life. I want you to see your ideal life on that screen that's larger than life. I want you to see yourself thriving. I want you to see yourself dominating. I want you to see yourself on top and not beneath, the head, not the tail, the first and not the last. I want you to see yourself being powerful. I want you to see yourself living and experiencing a championship standard of living. I want you, if it's a new car you so desire, I want you to see yourself driving that new car. If it's a new debt-free home, I want you to see yourself walking through that home. If it's a spouse, I want you to imagine yourself with your ideal, with your God-given ideal spouse. Whatever it is that you so desire as your ideal, I want you to see it on that screen. I want you to see the vivid colors. If it's an exotic travel spot, I want you to see the fish in the ocean. I want you to see the exotic birds flying through the air. I want you to feel the sun beaming down your face as you walk on that beautiful beach. Like I told you guys, each and every week, I have really grown fond of the Rolls-Royce Ghost. I believe it's one of the most beautiful automobiles ever designed, ever created. And I see myself driving a Rolls-Royce Ghost. I see myself being driven in a Rolls-Royce Ghost. I see myself owning a fleet of them. Not to put unnecessary value on materialism, but there are beautiful things that have been created in this universe, and I believe that each and every one of us is entitled to that beauty because we are children of the Most High God. We are created in the likeness and image of God, who created all beautiful things. So we are a natural state is to attract beauty to us. So I want you to see yourself attracting a beautiful life. Now, as you continue to see that picture, I want you to fully embrace the feelings that picture brings. Fully embrace the colors. Fully embrace the atmosphere. Fully embrace the environment. Fully embrace everything about what you see. Now that you've had a vision, and now that the vision has taken root and it's giving you a feeling, I want you to repeat after me. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. People, I want you to continue to visualize and see yourself thriving. I want you to continue to see yourself living an ideal life. And as we're moving forward in the show, I want to make an announcement. Next week, we're going to have a dynamic show as well. Next week, we're having a show entitled The Power of Relationships. Yes, that's next Saturday, April 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Creating a Championship Standard of Living. We're going to have The Power of Relationships with two dynamic guests. Our guest, he's called the Modern Day Matchmaker. His name is Paul Bronson. He's a dynamic young man on the East Coast who has mastered the art of relationships and actually hooking people up for ideal purposes, not just because somebody looks good and two people look good and people think they work together. He's actually studied what makes relationships work. So we're going to have Mr. Paul C. Bronson on here, and also we're going to have recording artist and relationship expert Mr. Joe Smith on here as well. He's going to be bringing a bright side of interpersonal relationships. So you don't want to miss next week. It's going to be an absolutely dynamic show. I also want to let you guys know that my book, The Power of Conquering Fear, is available at Amazon.com. Yes, that's The Power of Conquering Fear at Amazon.com. You can purchase that book now. You can go online now and purchase that book. It's a dynamic book for any dreamer and visionary. Just to give you firepower to keep moving forward towards your goals and your destiny, to give you the courage to never give up and never quit in your dreams. So with that stated, we're going to move forward in the show, and I'm honored anytime I get a chance to interact with dynamic people. Anytime I get a chance to bring to you a dynamic format, I'm just honored, which is every week. So we actually research and find dynamic people to bring to you so that we can give you a blueprint for success. We don't want to just take up your time and just, you know, speak a lot of hot air. We want to actually bring people to this show that are absolutely dynamic and people who can help you change the whole course of your life towards success and your purpose. And our first guest is, I have to say, just one of the most dynamic people I've met. She is an actress, a model, and a producer now. She has successfully produced her own pilot. Again, when she comes on the show, you're going to hear how, no matter what the situation looked like, she was able to overcome and be who she was called to be and walk in her destiny. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show Ms. Keely Omani. Keely, hold on 1 second. I'm having a little technical difficulties.
Okay.
Hello, Keely, are you there?
Yes, I am, Miles. How are you?
It's absolutely phenomenal to hear your voice. I am honored to have you here tonight.
Likewise, if I never felt dynamic before, I sure feel dynamic tonight with that introduction. Thank you so much, Miles.
You're so welcome. I am just excited to bring you on here. I've known you for quite a while, and I'm seeing, you know, a lot of successful things that you're doing now, and I'm just floored by it. First and foremost, you are a model. And
yes.
Your story to becoming a model is not a common story. Could you explain to the audience why is that so?
Oh, my goodness, Miles. I didn't know you were going to talk about that part. Yes. My friends, people have been telling me I should model, and I put it off because I had a bad experience when I was younger with modeling. And so there I was, 27. And too old to go on to Tyra's Next Top Model. And everybody was telling me to go. And I'm like, oh, no. Well, I was just at the brink because the oldest you can be is 27. Well, there was a model call here in Metro Detroit. And I went, not because I wanted to pursue a modeling career, but because I was bored and I had nothing to do that day, so I figured I would go. I mean, I just had on a skirt down to my ankles with a T-shirt. I had a scarf on my head, and I got there, and there are all these beautiful, thin women because for those who don't know, I'm not 100 pounds. I'm not 105 pounds. At that time, I was like 135. And so there I was, out of boredom, in this room full of these tall, thin women all dressed up and stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. It's probably a scam anyway. These people are going to just try and get over on them and take their money. But nonetheless, I listened to it, and then I realized that it wasn't a scam. And they had everyone come through the lines, and I'm thinking like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed now. But whatever. I didn't come here to be a model anyways. And so I get up to the front. And the guy says, there's something about your eyes. And I'm like, okay. And so he says, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a starving realtor. And so we kind of chuckled a little bit. And he says, you know what, I want you to stay. And so I stayed. And from there, they ended up bringing them photographers and makeup artists and so forth from New York. I got my first headshots done. We went over to a huge convention in Chicago, and I got my first agent there, and it just took off from there.
Okay.
And I've modeled for companies such as Chevrolet, Mercedes-Benz, Colgate, Black Radius, a number of national well-known companies.
Wow. So you basically, you know, most times when we hear about models, you know, we hear about them starting when they're like 14 and 15, but you started when you were 27.
27, yes. I was older than most of the girls that were there. Most of them were actually teenagers, and there were some in their early 20s, like barely. And then my size, I mean, I love my size.
Right.
I love who I am, but I must admit, I do not look like the typical model yet.
Right.
I was thoroughly embraced in that industry.
Wow. Wow. And what I also want to add to that is that Keely does fashion modeling, not the modeling that a lot of people may, you know, try to typecast her into because of her body type,
yeah.
But she actually does high fashion modeling. So, you know, basically what I want to say here is that don't let people typecast you. You know who you are. Be who you've been called to be. Walk in integrity in everything you do. And people have to respect you on that level. You don't have to compromise.
Miles, to add on to that, I will definitely agree with what you're saying, because Miles is definitely right. People would think that I would model for magazines, like you mentioned before, the King magazine and things of that nature.
Right.
But that is not who I am, and that is not who I choose to represent. And I choose not to be represented by a magazine like that. And, you know, to each his own, but it's not for me. And God gives us choices. And I make the choice. I'm able to choose whether I want to model for Mercedes-Benz or for King Magazine or, you know, some of the other magazines or companies for that matter, lingerie companies and so forth. I choose not to do that type of stuff.
And that's very powerful in itself, that you still have the power of choice, and life is about decisions. You don't have to make a decision based on somebody else's opinion and somebody else's rules and stipulations. You can walk in this thing as a dreamer, but not as a somebody who's gullible and ready to be manipulated and misused.
Right. Correct.
So you have a successful modeling career.
You're
also an actress.
Yes. Now, although when I was younger, I wanted to model, my dream since I was a kid was to act. And I always wanted to be in a movie since I was like 9 years old. And one day I just made a conscious decision to live out my dreams. I decided my mom had passed away, and I said I did not want to pass away with people saying, oh, I remember she wanted to do this and she never got a chance to. Well, that thing that I always wanted to do was act and be in a movie. And so I made a conscious effort to do that. I started taking classes, and immediately, when I say immediately, within a week or two of me, my acting class, I auditioned for a movie and I got the role.
Wow.
And it was an actual speaking role. And so I was excited about that. And that has definitely taken off. I've had roles in a number of movies, She Kills, Vigilante, Happy Holiday. There are a lot of those movies that are coming out now. Right now, I am preparing for a role in the Jackie Wilson story. It's a play here in Detroit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's April 4th. Like a little shout out, International Institute, April 4th, the Jackie Wilson story. and then I'm also preparing for a few movies as well. I'm reading three scripts right now. Well, the third one, I haven't gotten the script, but I'm really excited about it. It's a sci-fi. And so it's the first time that I've done something like that. So I am totally excited about that film.
Wow. So it's safe to say that when you stepped out on your dream, you were able to make the impossible possible.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I also – yes, baby, I love it. And I was getting ready to speak on her. I'm also a single parent. And so both my parents are deceased. I don't have a lot of family. I had guardianship over my younger brother. So I had – you know, I was taking care of my younger brother and my daughter. Her dad is in the picture, but – I primarily have her, and so I was able to still provide a good living for them, a good lifestyle for them, as well as pursue my dreams.
Wow.
And I never stopped. The role was not easy. The role was definitely not easy. It has been a roller coaster. Nonetheless, I am enjoying the ups and the downs because I'm fulfilling my dreams, and
right.
There's nothing like it. There's no feeling that can compare to it.
Right. You know, like I said, you're just energizing me now. Just you've taken on some real life responsibilities and some real life, you know, things that you got to take care of.
Yes.
And you're still talking about how you've realized your dreams, and I think that somebody right now is hearing your voice and hearing your story, and it's firing them up to live their dreams.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned producing earlier.
Yes.
I actually have on my vision board, I do have a vision board. I had just created my vision board in November.
Okay.
And on my vision board, I have a picture of the red carpet. And I have on there successful actress and producer. And so, you know, that's where I really want to go within my career, is just to act and produce. Well, I was acting. The movies are starting to roll out now. I'm excited about that. But I decided I wanted to act like all the time because I've also been an extra in a ton of films, major films, Gifted Hands with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Kimberly Lee's Whip It, Hung, which is on HBO, a ton of films. Well, I wanted to stay busy with my acting, so I decided that I would make my own show and put it online.
Oh,
and that was the gist of it, just to make my own show and put it online just to keep myself busy. Well, that turned into a business. I actually started my own film production company. And with that, as you mentioned, I have been able to successfully produce my own show with a cast of 6 people, and not including the extras and feature extras and so forth. And it was amazing when we finished production. The whole time, I didn't think about the fact that I was being a producer. I was just doing what I love doing. And then once we moved the set furniture out, it dawned on me, I'm a producer. I just produced my own show. And all these people came together because of my dream to be a producer, and without even realizing it. And so that's one of those things on my vision board. I'm like, okay, now I need to update it because I've done that. Well, with that, with creating the website to put our shows on, our site is not even up yet, and other people have contacted me to put their shows on our website, on my website, which is dilatingproductions.com. So without even putting it out there like that, people are already coming wanting me to produce their stories. Right. A young lady called me. She has a major story. She's an ex-cop from Detroit, and she's seen and done a whole lot with the police force there. And she, in regards to Kwame Kilpatrick, the former mayor of Detroit, and she came to me. I didn't even know this lady. She just called me out of the blue, wanting us to produce her story.
Wow.
So it's definitely amazing. The roller coasters, the ups and the downs. When I started, Miles, I really did not have any money. But I stepped out on faith because I knew that if I could just do what I could do, God would do the rest.
Right, right.
And there's no limit to what he can do. And so I just stepped out there. And during that time, I call myself having a partner, going to take on a partner, and she kept saying, no, we're not ready. We're not ready for a casting call. We're not ready for a production. We're not ready for a sales team. We're not ready. We're not ready. But I don't have to see things in order to know that it can manifest.
Right.
I know that if I have faith, I will begin to see things and it will manifest. So the first step was for me to have that faith, and faith is not a belief. I believe faith is an action. And so I started taking the actions as though the money was there, and it all came together. Another guy, he's a successful film producer. I've worked with him on major videos and so forth. He told me that I was doing this wrong, and I wouldn't be able to do it. And, you know, people literally said that to me.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't think they meant anything malicious behind it. It just wasn't what they were used to seeing. They were used to seeing people with all this money and all these scripts, and they're writers and so forth, and going forth with it. But I was just a person with a dream, a person with a vision. But I was also, and I am also, a person of humongous-sized faith. And so while people were saying, no, it's not going to work, that's not going to work, I'm here today with a show that has been produced. And it's not just one episode, but we have a couple of episodes. So even when, like you said, people don't see it, you don't have to see it. Everyone that's on this call, I challenge you to step out on faith. Don't wait until you can see it, because that's not having faith. It's when you don't have it, but you still take those steps, take the actions to move forth in fulfilling your dreams. Do not let people discourage you. Do not let anyone stop you. When someone says, oh, you're not ready, when someone says, that's not going to work, when someone says, you can't do it like that, you know what God told you to do, and you stay steadfast with that. And, again, do what you can do, and God will handle the rest. There's no limits to what he can do.
Wow. Keely, you know, I hate to do this. Time is not our friend right now, but I want you to let the people know where they can, how they can get in contact with you, and how they can, you know, be a part of this movement that you've just so eloquently and gracefully started.
Sure, sure. Again, my name is Keely Omani. My email address is Keely, that's K-E-E-L-Y, at Dilating Productions, D-I-L-A-T-I-N-G, Productions with an S on the end, .com, Keely at DilatingProductions.com. I can also be reached by phone at 866-230-8233, extension 101. I'll repeat that, 866-230-8233, extension 101. And our website will be up April 12th, and that's dilatingproductions.com on April 12th.
Well, Keely, we absolutely appreciate you for sharing your story with us, and I know somehow, some way, somebody's life has just been impacted, so we thank you for it.
Thank you, Miles. Thank you so much for having me on this show, and you are a blessing to a lot of people, Miles, and I just want to say that we do appreciate you.
I thank you, and I receive that. People, let me just tell you, we go out and we try to find people who can absolutely can bring to you things that will definitely put you on course to be successful. And you're hearing this in the people that we bring on here, even the things that I teach you. But first and foremost, before we go any further, I'd like to give honor where honor is due. And you've been hearing some dynamic guests coming on the show recently. You've been hearing dynamic guests coming on the show a lot, and now they've been coming in more abundance, and that's because behind the scenes there are people working diligently to make sure that the content that we bring to you is dynamic. And I want to openly and in front of everybody in the world, I want to honor my marketing consultant over at Your Dreams by Design LLC, Ms. Tiffany Patton, who's been putting together some dynamic, absolutely dynamic shows and guests. And let me just tell you, there's some things on the horizon that are coming that are going to absolutely blow your mind, because we have been working here, putting together some dynamic stuff. And I want to just thank Tiffany openly in front of everybody, because she has been working tirelessly to make sure that we're getting dynamic guests for you. So I want her to definitely hear that and understand that. And I want to add on to what Keely just said. I want you to for the dreamer and the visionary who may be scared to launch out, remember this is an old quote I've heard somewhere, and I don't know exactly who said it, but it's like this: experts built the Titanic, but amateurs built the Ark. Experts built the Titanic, but amateurs built the Ark. Go forward in your dreams. Don't let what the experts say stop you from being who you've been called to be. If you know, like I told you earlier in the show, if you know God gave it to you, you don't need nobody else to confirm it. That's just how it is. Just move forward. Step out. Step out. Step out. See, let me give you this. In the Bible, we know Peter walked on water. But he didn't walk on water until he got a word from God to walk on water. The word was as simple as come. But he knew that the word of God contained everything he needed to do what it was he was called to do. If God is speaking to you, if God is telling you come, if he's telling you to go, whatever the case may be, that's all you need. Now step out of the boat and go be who you've been called to be. Now, I want to take us to our next guest. Our next guest is also a dynamic young lady. I'm sitting here, and I've read her bio several times. I've actually spoken to her, and I am thoroughly impressed with her. She is a phenomenal author and speaker and minister. She is a native of Detroit. And she tells a story about abstinence, healthy relationships, and how to resist temptations and waiting for true happiness from God in our relationships. I'm just, like I said, I'm sitting here, I'm just thoroughly impressed with her. She wrote the book, He's Saved, But Is He For You? And tonight we're going to talk about her book, Single, Saved, and Dating. And without further ado, I'd like to bring to the show, one second, we're having a little issue with the switchboard here. Excuse me, people, whenever with live radio, it could happen and we could have some technical difficulties. Give me a second here. We're working out some issues here with our switchboard. But without further ado, I'd like to bring to the show Miss Kimberly Brooks. Kimberly, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Oh, okay, good. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm phenomenal. I am excited to have you here tonight.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, wow. This is, you know, like I said, we have been honored to have dynamic guests on the show, and you definitely fit the bill. And I know that people are going to hear what you have to say tonight, and it's going to impact their lives in such a way that it can cause a change in the right direction.
Amen.
So I want to talk to you tonight. I want to ask you about your, first and foremost, as an author, what are some of the things you've had to overcome to be a published author, successfully published author?
Well, I would just say the main thing, you have to overcome yourself, self-doubt. You have to, I like how I listened to your show earlier, how you had the positive confessions and affirmations. You have to continuously say those things out loud, because if you don't do that, there's an enemy underneath us, 6 feet under, that would like to tell us that we are nothing and we can do nothing and
right.
Nobody cares what we have to say. And those go in your mind a lot of times because he's intimidated. You know, a lot
right.
of times people talk about the devil. The devil's really intimidated by us as believers who believe in a great God that can do great things through us. So I would say my biggest challenge would be as a writer, you have the art form down. You love to write. You know, you can write without ever getting a penny, and you can just write all day, every day. But as a publisher, that's totally different from being the writer, because the writer is more the art form, the creative side, the fun side. But as a publisher or a self-published author, because I'm actually both, I self-published three books. Two of my books were nationally distributed through a traditional publisher, actually an international publisher, Harlequin. I know a lot of people heard of those Harlequin romance books. Well, they actually have an inspirational imprint that I'm with, Kamani Press. So my novels, He's Fine, But Is He Saved, and the sequel, He's Saved, But Is He For Real, those are actually been published through them. But then I still have a publishing company where I publish nonfiction self-help books for singles, How to Date and Stay Saved, and I also have the Little Black Survival book for single saints. So I guess the challenge would have to be when you self-publish, you have a publishing business. So it would have to be just learning the business side of it. It's not all roses. You know, you have to call bookstores and different organizations if they have late invoices. I mean, you have to literally run it like a business. You have to make collection calls. Okay, you sold out of my books. You want more books? Okay, well, did you pay for the last set? You know, you have to wear so many hats. And actually, I did a session earlier today, at the Anointed Pen Writers Conference here in Detroit, and my session was all about planning and organizing your business, because you have to be organized and you have to plan out what you're going to do as a published author. Otherwise, you could be every day, you could just be busy. You know how some people are busy but not fruitful?
Yes.
You could just every day just do stuff and just putting out fires every day, but you may not have a real direction or real goal. So that would, I would say, be the challenge I had to overcome and learn how to run my publishing business like a business, but still have fun in the writing side, the creative side. I still get to go out and minister and love on people, pray for people. So it's kind of like you have to wear a lot of hats.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And wearing those hats, Kimberly, is there any time that you may feel like you're taking on too much, or does the fact that you're living your dream, does it keep you motivated?
Well, the fact that I'm living my dream actually does definitely keep me motivated. I've actually been full-time, a full-time author now, a full-time minister ever since February.
Oh, wow.
So I'm actually excited because my first novel, He's Fine, But Is He Safe, actually was a national Black Expressions bestseller for a couple months in a row. And that came out initially December 2004. Then it got picked up by Harlequin. So ever since then, I've been working a full-time job and running the business side for publishing all together. So now I actually feel freer now because I feel like I can put in 110%
right
into the business, into the vision, and I can live my dream truly. And kind of like what Keely said, I so enjoyed her about God will take wherever you are right now, as long as you do what you need to do,
right,
then God will add his super on your natural. I guess that's my paraphrased version of what she said, but I really enjoyed her, and I really enjoyed what she was saying. So that's where I am now. So it's not as challenging because I have more time to work with, and actually I've learned from the past so that now I can go into it more organized. I kind of know what to expect. You know, because going into it, you're kind of blind. You just like, oh, my goodness, you know, you're running into things and you're kind of like taken aback a bit. But now nothing really ruffles my feathers or nothing
right
surprises me because it's just, you know, all in a day of managing the business. So God is good. And I'm definitely thankful to him for leading me to this place. But like Keely said, it's a leap of faith. And a lot of times when it comes to your dreams, because I had a dream of writing since I was about 8 years old or probably even younger, I've always written short stories and things like that. And it wasn't until I received the Lord as my Savior at the age of around 18, and then a year later I prayed and asked God, what is my purpose? And that's when he told me that dream and desire to write is part of my calling or my purpose. So when you have that at the forefront and you know that you're doing what God called you to do, then you're just going. You're just like you just wanna walk out what God had already predestined and bless the people that God has called you to bless through your books or through movies or whatever means. I feel like, you know, our lives are here. We're here to learn, and as we learn, we should teach others like you do with your sessions, which are great, with your affirmations and stuff like that.
Thank you so much, and I'm like I said, we look for people who promote the same things that we're saying. You know, your
Amen.
Life is an example, is a blueprint.
Amen.
I remember I know another one of the dynamic writers you had at your conference today, Monica Marie Jones. She's one of my
mm-hmm.
my good friends also, and
yeah.
I remember talking to her right around the time when she made the launch to leave her job,
mm-hmm.
and I had her on the show a little. Maybe like a year ago, and asked her, was there any apprehension? Did she ever regret making that launch? And she told me absolutely not.
Wow, yeah, she is definitely motivated. She's a go-getter.
So I'm going to ask you that same question. Was there any apprehension about making the launch?
Well, for me, actually, God did it because my company closed down.
Sometimes
and I feel like that's probably the only way I would have launched, because I feel like he knows me, and he actually warned me several months before.
Mm.
He told me when my next book should come out, which was actually the same month that my company closed, and they made the announcement months later that they were going to do that. So God was preparing me, and I believe that all these years God had been preparing me. I probably could have done it a lot sooner, and I just believe that God knows that this probably may have been the only way. Because, you know, when you have a measure of success and you're doing both, you kind of get used to that paycheck every 2 weeks.
Right.
You know,
yeah. I
you get
totally
used
understand.
To cushy, you know, benefits and all that good stuff. You get used to it. But especially if you have that and you're successful. So you're like,
right.
Oh wow. But now I know it's time for God to just manifest that which he would have done through me for ultimately his people to be blessed, for him to get the glory. But I mean, he's given me a lot more than just, I mean, I also write songs and I do a lot. And
wow.
So it's part of God's timing. But now I just feel like I'm in a season where I feel free.
Right, right.
I mean, you feel free to, and especially with the internet and social media. I mean, like Keely said, with launching her movie online, I mean, literally for all the creative heads out there, all the right brains, you can get you a video, you can sing in an MP3, you can, whatever it is you do that you feel God has given you, you can literally put yourself out there for millions to see you at the click of a button. And if you're good, then they're going to respond, they're going to follow you, they're going to buy your products, because we're in a new age right now. I mean, the internet is making, it's changing the playing field for everything. It's more level. So I'm just excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. And actually, there was no apprehension at all, because like I said, not only because of the circumstance, but God had put me in a place where I knew it was coming. And also, I want to mention to your listeners, it's important to have people around you that can speak positive words of encouragement, and other people that are doing things similar to you. The people in my close inner circle are all people that are either that I'm striving to be as far as they're mentors of mine, or people that are like I am, or just different similar types. I mean, not to say that they all have to be a certain way, because you
right.
feel as a woman, you still got your girlfriends over here, you got the different, but you want to, whoever it is, you want it to be someone that's on your side, that supports your vision and what you're doing, and not someone that's jealous or hateful or hating on you, you know, but you want to make sure it's people that, like Paula White said, you want to surround yourself with people that celebrate you. So I would encourage that, because what that does, it's like fuel to the fire in you to cause you to launch and live your dreams, because you're so encouraged and motivated by that environment. And if you don't have that, make sure you cut out any negative forces. Now, if you're married, you can't go leave your spouse. You know, you're going to have to pray and go to counseling. Just go to counseling. But if you're single, make sure, this is a free nugget here for all the single folk listening. Make sure if you desire marriage, make sure you marry someone that supports your vision and what you're doing, and that they're on your team and not a rival opponent.
Wow.
You want to get that established before you even get into seriously dating, where you're like, oh, I love him, I love him. You want to make sure they support you, and so that's a whole nother show. But well, you know, that's who I minister to, so that's kind of like my, I'm always end up going there.
You open the door, we gotta go there now.
Okay.
I looked at one of your blog posts the other night. And you were
okay.
talking about how, and I'm just paraphrasing, how people could be married. Are you dating somebody else's husband? I think that's what the title of it.
Yeah, that was a very popular Facebook blog that I did, and the response was overwhelming. I was like, well, praise God. I had tons of comments. So, yep. Basically, I was saying a lot of times we date people, and we know in our heart of hearts that the person we're dating is not the one for us. Because in my book, How to Date and Stay Saved, I talk about what I call purposeful dating, dating
okay.
to find out whether or not the person you're seeing and communicating with could be your spouse. So you want to find out their goals, their dreams, their vision, and then you have your goals, dreams, vision, and you want to make sure both of them line up with each other, fit with each other, so that you can end up, like Amos 3:3 says, walking together and be in agreement. Now, when you know that you're with, let's say, a man of God, loves the Lord, fears the Lord, but you know you're not that much into church, you just along for the ride, you hate kids, but he loves children and wants five, and you don't want to give that man no babies. If you know this, tell him, because you're dating someone else's husband, because there's a woman for him that fits exactly what he's looking
wow.
for. So that's what the gist of that blog was about. Are you dating someone else's husband? It's about being honest in relationships and not just, you know, depriving someone else of their blessing.
Wow. And it, when I read it, it hit home because I've been that guy, you know,
been in a relationship
with somebody, and they wanted to gut me and reconstruct me to their likeness and image.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you, right. And you can't change anybody. Only God can change someone. It's kind of like people date someone and they're like, okay, well, like you said you don't want to just date just based on looks. So this person may have all the looks that you want, but then all their character traits and all their personal, everything else, you're trying to change and you're trying to, no. When you marry the person, you're marrying the person, the
right.
inside, you know, right. not just the looks. I mean, the looks are cool. I mean, I always say I want someone pleasing in my sight. You know, I always say, God, I know what I like. So, but it's not the most important thing. What's important is whether or not you like the person at the end of the day, whether or not you're best friends and not, you know, just someone. Because all that cuteness and stuff, it'll after you get married, it'll go away. I talk to tons of married people. And when they talk about the challenges they go through and even the triumphs, they're not talking about how cute they are. They're talking about how the situation was handled. So it's a lot to go with that.
I liken what you said about, you know, changing somebody. I liken it to, like, if you, for instance, if you own a Cadillac and the Cadillac engine went out and you have a Lincoln engine just laying around, and you just try to force this Lincoln engine. It's not the same thing. If you want a Navigator, you get a Navigator. If you want an Escalade, get an Escalade. But it, you know.
And I think it takes the bigger person to say, okay, well, this isn't working out, you know, and to let that person go. Because there is someone, and I think so many people get caught up in fear thinking that if I let them go, then I'm not going to be with anybody. But
Right. There's
someone for you. It's just not, because it's not the person you're with right now, doesn't mean that you'll never meet that person. I mean, you could be keeping the real person that's supposed to be dating you from showing up because you out with Joe over here, and then Jimmy is like your Boaz, but he keeps seeing you with Joe every week, and you can't break up with Joe because you're afraid. So it's a lot to go with that, yeah.
Well, Kim, what does a person do then that they don't really want to be single, but they need to get ready for their God-intended, purpose-filled spouse or mate?
Well, I guess that's the question. The thing is, the first thing you said is a concern as far as that. A lot of people have that concern. They don't want to be single. No one wants to not have a companion. But to say if you're single that's a problem, that's a problem.
Right.
Because that, to me, that's saying you can't be content. Like I think I did a Facebook post or update or something about some people feel like they always have to have a man on their arm for the ladies, or a man feel like they always have to have a woman.
Right.
And they can't just not be in a relationship. They can't have a season where they're not dating, where they are content with their relationship with God, and then they can go places. Like for me, I'm single. I mean, I'm a single woman. And right now I'm in a state where I'm content. I have suitors, I guess, whatever you want to call it. But because I know my own value and my own worth, I know what I'm looking for. So I'm not out here trying to be a leech, trying to suck on, you know, like, oh, like, is this it? But maybe he's it. And maybe I know what God put in me, what
right.
I'm looking for.
Right.
So with that information, I'm able to go to events. I'm able to go even to a restaurant, give me my newspaper or something to read, and I'm fine. I'm okay. Because I have a saying, like, if you can't enjoy time alone with yourself, then what makes you think someone else is going to enjoy being with you? So that's the number one issue, is getting to a point in our lives, because a lot of people, I interviewed 12 married couples for my book, How to Date and Stay Saved, and the couples were all abstinent with their spouses until after marriage. But a lot of them have in common the fact that as singles, they had to get to a place where they were content before they even got into the relationship with their spouse.
Wow.
So that's definitely one thing. And then as far as preparing for your mate, I mean, you can do, I mean, preparing for your mate, you can do it spiritually, physically, financially. I mean, spiritually, make sure your relationship with God is tight. Make sure you know your purpose and why you were created. Pray and ask God. And I would say physically work on your physical body as far as your health. I mean, not just to get a man, but because you want to feel good. You want to be energized and you want, I mean, the man, your husband's going to enjoy it, but you want to mainly do it for yourself to become, I always say, become the better you now, not just get a man, but just to become a better you.
Right.
And in doing so, prepares you for the best God has for you. Financially, if you're in any type of debt or anything, get out of debt. Get as low as you can now because you want to be an asset to the person you marry and not a liability, bringing all this baggage. You know, a lot of people look at baggage as something, as one thing, but really you can say if you got a whole mountain of debt, that's baggage too. And so, and ladies, you want to look at it like if he never shows up, because some women, they actually trying to wait to marry somebody and thinking they just going to wipe away all the debt. You want to, that's not fair and that's not right to him. You want to get rid of as much as you can now before he shows up so that when he shows up, you two can build your life together based off what you have. So there's many ways and many things. And then enjoy life. I mean, hang around other Christians. It could be girlfriend's night out, or if you're tired of girlfriend's night out, you can do men and women just hanging out. Going bowling, Christians, you know, like-minded believers, hanging out and having fun. I mean, that's possible, and that's things that can keep you as you're waiting, you know?
Right, right. So, Kimberly, what was the motivation for writing? I'll go up to your book, He's Saved, mm-hmm. but is He for Real? What was your motivation for actually writing that book?
Now, that one is actually the sequel to the first one. So the motivation was because the readers from the first one, He's Fine, But Is He Saved, they kept telling me, well, what happens with Sandy? And I want to know more. I want more, more, more. So it actually continues the journeys of the three characters are Sandy, Liz, and Michelle. And Sandy's like the baby Christian who loves the Lord, but she still loves the attention she gets from men.
Mm-hmm.
So Sandy's off the hook in the sequel. And then Michelle is kind of the glue of the friends, and she ends up having challenges between having to choose between two men in the sequel, Pierre Dupree and David. And then Liz is kind of like the super spiritual, because you know how you have some Christians, they just so saved, they all up in the clouds. Well, that's Liz. And so she ends up, from the first book, she ends up dating a minister. And so for the second book, she kind of confronts her own internal issues with why she had a lot of bitterness with men, partly because she never met her father. And she actually has a whole thing where she looks for her father and things like that. So the motivation behind this, the sequel, was actually to continue the first book. And the first book was just made because I love writing about romance. Ever since I was in elementary school, I've always written about boys. I used to read those little high school books, Sweet Valley High and things like that. But once I got saved, it's kind of like I got to a point where I wanted to glorify God in everything I did. So I wanted to find a way where I can incorporate things that some of my girlfriends might talk about and things like that. Because I felt like the show's Girlfriends Waiting to Excel, those ladies, me and my girlfriends don't have conversations like they do.
Right.
So it's kind of like I wanted to speak to that audience that are, you know, Christian and believe in God for a mate and not about who they slept with last night and things like that, but actually three women that are friends that want to live a Christian lifestyle and they encourage each other to remain abstinent or things like that. And it's drama in it, but it's still God gets the ultimate glory in the end. So,
wow. You have absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, just giving me some things to really focus on myself. And
amen.
And I'm thankful for, look, I one thing I do say is this, I purposely go after certain types of people to bring on the show because I want to be encouraged myself. You know,
amen.
So, you know, I may be a little, you know, I may be, you know, sitting here putting my finger in the pot too, because I want to taste what's being cooked up too. Because you ladies definitely tonight have presented blueprints that it's possible to realize your dreams, and it's possible to do
yes.
it with integrity. And I honor you, and I appreciate you both for just coming on here tonight and bringing that light to the
yes.
audience. I think we needed that.
Praise God. Well, thanks for having me on your show, and keep
Brother,
it up. I mean, we need that. We need this good word, especially right now, you know, in the news, all this bad news and economy woes, but it's always refreshing to have shows like yours that keep us encouraged and motivated. So definitely keep it up.
Thank you. And before you go, Kim, could you just speak to someone right now who may be in a transition period, and they want to live the life of their dreams, but they may be they're not completely sure that they can do it. Could you just give them a word of encouragement?
Well, actually, what I have on my heart right now regarding that is to really seek God. Because I think a lot of times we get frustrated because we're seeking success and what that looks like to us, whether it's money, girls. I mean, whatever we think success is, a lot of people chase that instead of chasing God. And for my testimony, it was only by the grace of God that I could do what he called me to do, because he put it in me to do it. And that came from me having a relationship with him, meaning every morning I'm talking to him, I'm praying, and he's talking back to me. So I just really want to encourage your listeners to really seek God about what it is you're supposed to do. Don't look at anybody else and say, well, they're doing this, well, maybe I should do this. Don't get distracted. Stay focused on yourself and what God wants you to do, and do that. Trust God, knowing that if he called you to it, then you can do it. If he called you to it, you can do it. So allow that to be your confidence and not what people say.
Wow. I'm sitting here taking notes and thoroughly impressed with the things you've just presented, and I'm honored to have you here. Kim, could you just let the people know where they can find you on the internet?
Sure. My blog website, or blog site, whatever they call it nowadays, is www.kimontheweb.com. Again, kimontheweb.com. And also, for my new book, it has its own site, which is dateandstaysaved.com, dateandstaysaved.com. So either of those link to each other, but kimontheweb.com is the main one. You can click on the link to find any other information you need.
Wow. Again, Kim, we thank you. I want to have you back on the show. We're going to do this again.
Okay.
Give you a whole hour and just let the people know what it is that you do, and let them see what it is you do best. And because, like I said, you have definitely sparked some things inside of me tonight, and I'm honored to have you have had you on the show.
Praise God. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Praise God.
You're so welcome, and we look forward to having you back.
Okay. And, you know, Tiffany and I actually went to school together. Did she tell you?
No. Well, yes, she
yes.
did.
We
yes,
went to
did.
Elementary school together, and she actually was at the conference today when I did the session about organization. So
cool.
It's definitely a jewel.
And it also showed that when you connect to great people, there are other great people connected to them. So I'm
that's
that.
True. Amen. Yep, we reconnected through Facebook. So that social media is powerful.
Wow. I am, again, like I said, I'm thankful for having you on here tonight. And again, we will definitely be in contact, because we're going to bring you back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Kimberly Brooks, dynamic author and publisher from Detroit. And one thing I want to do, people, I got a few moments left before we end the show. I want to let you know something. I am a proud native of Detroit, Michigan, and it just so worked out that our guests tonight are from Detroit, but I want to say something that's been on my heart for a little while. Some of the things you see in the media about Detroit, they may not represent our city that well. Some of the things some of our former politicians may have done may not represent the people as a whole. I've actually, and this is one of the things I really want to address to you tonight, I've traveled and being a proud native of my city, I've traveled and have told people when they asked me where was I from, I told them proudly, Detroit, Michigan. I had this situation one time where somebody said to me, I'm sorry to hear that. And their reason for saying that was that when they were in Detroit, their car was stolen. And immediately my smile turned to a snarl, like, okay, why are you telling me that? The reason why I say that is this. I want to paint a picture for my audience that just because something may happen in a certain region doesn't mean that everything that comes out of that region is bad. And I'm pretty sure if you go to any other city in America, you can find some bad things. But please believe, if you go to any other city in America, you can find some wonderful things. The two young ladies that came on here tonight are both living proof that wonderful things can come from Detroit, Michigan. And I wanted to just share that with you, that I am completely honored to be a native of Detroit, Michigan. And I'm completely honored to represent my city very well. Now, although I'm in Atlanta now, I am a proud native Detroiter. Detroit Cast Tech, you know, this is something major to me, that we are here, and you're going to start seeing a lot more good things coming from Detroit, a lot more phenomenal things coming from the city of Detroit, Michigan. And I just wanted to share that with you because it was just on my heart. And I really don't think that my city gets enough public positive representation. But I just want to share it with you tonight. I see I have a caller in queue. I'm going to bring them on. 1 second, please. This is actually, my dynamic marketing consultant, Tiffany Patton. Tiffany, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I apologize for the noise. I'm actually at my church's retreat, woman's retreat. So I left a wonderful noise at 10 from earlier, and I thank you, Miles, first of all, for your show. I thank you for your motivation. I thank you for your due diligence and all of the compliments. Keely and Kim, they are wonderful, and I admire them as people in business, as sisters in Christ. But I thank you. I thank you for who you are and what it is that you're doing. But I just wanted to say thank you. I heard everything, all the accolades. And yes, I'm from Detroit as well, but I was just calling to say hello.
Hey.
And you're doing a wonderful job. And thank you all. And I want you to continue the work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's, like I said, it's an honor to be connected to you because you are a dynamic person yourself. And I'm just honored, like I said, to be able to connect to great people. And I have to give honor where honor is due. And I appreciate you. And I want you to also to know that publicly as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so sorry. Like I said, I'm at another location. So
this is live radio. Anything can happen.
Going on.
This is live radio. So we don't worry about that. But again, we thank you for coming out and supporting and everything you've been doing and that you'll continue to do. I thank you and I honor you for it because you don't know how important this was for me, for you to connect to my vision like this and now to share my vision with me. So I'm honored to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor. It's definitely an honor for me as well.
Yes, indeed. And I want to let everybody know you're going to – well, I'll let you – I want you to come on next week, and there's something – we'll talk about it off the show. But you're going to hear Tiffany's voice a lot more, and I'll tell you – we'll give you more and more details about that later. But Tiffany, I thank you again, and we will definitely talk later.
Thank you. Be blessed. Have a great evening.
Are you too?
Okay.
People, we're putting together some dynamic stuff here, and I want you to know that without a shadow of a doubt that I take this position seriously. I take what we're doing here seriously, and I want you all to get what it is you came for, and that's a move of God. You didn't come really to see me. You come because you wanted some life-changing motivation and encouragement, and I'm here to provide that for you And like I said, let us know how we're doing. Connect to me on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. You can reach me at facebook.com/MilesWMiller. That's MileswMiller. You can connect with me on MySpace, MySpace.com/MilesWMiller. At Twitter, twitter.com/MilesWMiller. You can even leave comments here on the Blog Talk Radio site at blogtalkradio.com/MilesWMiller. You can even email me. You can reach me at email by emailing me at mileswmiller@gmail.com. And people, I am absolutely honored that we were able to be here together tonight. And I want to leave you with this song. It's one of my friends, his name is Dante. He's a phenomenal young man. He's out of Maryland, just a phenomenal artist. And I want to leave this song with you. It's called Be You. And I will see you next week. But before we go, I want to acknowledge our guests tonight, Ms. Keely Omani and Ms. Kimberly Brooks. Also, I want to, like I said, give an honor where honor is due. I want to thank Ms. Tiffany Patton for her diligent work for helping us and putting the show together. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and tuning in and sending out these podcasts, sending out links to the show. I thank you for your tireless efforts. Also, I want to thank my pastor, Pastor Ginaldo Lee and Lady Tiffany Lee, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, Dr. Beverly Jackson, and each and every one of you who have done tireless work to help me out here. This is not an easy task, but it's a labor of love, and I enjoy doing it. So without further ado, we're moving forward in our destiny. Next time we talk, it'll be the second quarter of 2010, and I want you to understand this. I'm going to leave you with this, my motto, don't ever give up, don't ever quit in your dreams. Don't ever give up, don't ever quit in your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
You keep on doing great things for me. Oh, you keep. Be you. You just be you. God wants you to be you. And become a part of God's plan. Woman, virtue is woman. Build your house, make it strong. It's where you belong. Little boy, no time for toys, no. Follow your father's footsteps with great joy. Little girl, don't be a part of this world, no. Follow your mother, the great example.
You to be you, God has made you for you to be you, anointed you.
You just be you,
you just be you,
you just be you. You
just be you, God has made you for you to be you, anointed.
Little boy, no time for toys, no. Follow your father's footsteps with great joy. Little girl, don't be like this world, no. Follow your mother.
You just be, you just be. Gotta stay.